Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, welcome to Ron Siegel. This is the show with no real boundaries as this current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even looking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that can have the decisions delivered by a consulting media report. You can have thoughts, so you know the actions you can take. Your family or benefit, your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me on 10 today. Please join me in welcoming our featured guests, repeat offenders, both of them. Brent Humphreys is in the house.
Both of them?
Well, Gary, Darrell, I'll even let you know who's going to be on.
You're going to see the happy and the mad side of me this morning.
Brent Humphrey is with us. Robert will be checking in because it is Wine Wednesday. And let me remind you, if you have any home or finance related questions, I am a consumer. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegel.com. Just remember the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call directly to me first, there are no operators standing by. I am in.
I'm Skull Broadcasting.
Developing a financial plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. If you have any need today, give this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Of course, it would not be a Wednesday morning if we were not celebrating something on Run Eagle Radio. You know, if I woke up this morning, that's a good reason to celebrate. A lot of people didn't get the opportunity, so I'm going to say that's a good deal. I'm going to also share with you that today is National Amaretto Day, so that's another good deal for the day. I like amaretto. I'm a fan. I enjoy a little bit of amaretto, so we have a good time with that one as well. And on the flip side, now if you want a little amaretto, because today is also, yep, it's National Garlic Day. If you have too much amaretto, your significant other might be wanting to get, or if you have too much garlic, your significant other might be saying, let's get the amaretto going, because they may not want to be around you too much. Just a thought right there for you that I'd like to bring you some good information there. We're not going to talk about amaretto when Robert Mott checks in with us today. We've got other things that we'll chat about then. Extra aged, no, not talking about weed cut. My thing. Extra aged, Robert wants to chat. Brent's going to do his rant today. We'll have that one as well. But we'll look before that and see that the Dow Jones is down 65 points. Oil down 88 cents. The U.S. 10-year treasury up to 2.216 is the yield. That is not good news for home interest rates, but we'll chat about that one as well as we progress today. A lot of news information going on today. Lots and lots of news information. One story that I saw just gets my goat, and I'll share it with you. I'll share things with you. But this is one because I do believe for certain people, not for everybody, but for certain people, higher education is good. That would be a qualification. I do believe that college is for everybody, for the right people. And I believe that in the instance now, there are some parents that are saying, my kid needs to go to college. He's not going to get a good job if he's not the CEO of the company. Very fascinating listening this morning to the CEO of Snap-on Tools talk about how he's really excited that the President of the United States is bringing back the concept that those people that work with hands, that are out there, you know, building something, creating something, making something, it's not a dirty job. It's a very, very positive job, and it's good for the right people. And I like the idea of the President talking about that. But then, and especially when you're looking and seeing what some of the institutions of higher learning are bringing to our students, talk about that with respect to that junior college with a small J in Los Angeles, UCLA. And I'm not a UCLA fan, I must admit, so I bring a little bit of bias to this. But UCLA students packed a 210-seat lecture hall Friday afternoon here. Popular communications professor Keith speaks for nearly 3 hours. It's Communications Studies M172. Free speech in workplaces is the title of the course. Yet Mr. Fanow may be facing a firing or disciplinary action because he shares both sides of the story. Can you believe that one?
Who that's the kick?
Yeah, I can't believe it. So that Mr. Fink, the UCLA, that right here locally, Keith Fink, UCLA on his case about that one. Unbelievable. The fake news is out there as well today, talking about the idea that Tom Brady is not going to be going to the White House with the rest of his team. It's going to be a bittersweet day for the team at the White House today, I would suggest. Maybe some of them have divorced themselves from their former teammate, but their former teammate, Aaron Hernandez, he was acquitted of murder this couple of days ago. He had already been convicted earlier on a different murder charge. Probably not the nicest guy in the world. Found hanging in his cell this morning. No longer with us. Don't bet on anybody. Again, you know, the media, they're saying that, well, Tom Brady isn't going. He had said right along that he wouldn't be going, that he ends with the president, but had commitments for this date. Yet the media doesn't put that part. Just a thought right there. Unbelievable. You know, it's amazing to keep getting some of this fake stuff. The young man in Georgia, how he won the election. He was so excited about his election in Georgia yesterday when he basically won the Republican side of an election in a Democrat, or the Democrat side in a Republican district. And you know, it's amazing how people vote, but they don't listen to what individuals have to say when they start going on to vote. This individual comes out and is talking about the grassroots that came out to support him. $8 million he raised. The vast majority, the overwhelming majority of the money came from California. I don't think anybody in California has a right to vote in his district in Georgia. Of course, then again, neither does he because he doesn't live in the district. The money came from California, Massachusetts, state home of Hiawatha, and New York. That's the grassroots that are supporting this gentleman, who doesn't even live in the district he wants to represent. It seems a little odd to me. I wonder if the people of Georgia... Well, Brent, you've got ties to Georgia.
Hey, my son from California is living in Georgia. Maybe.
He might be in the district and be able to legitimately vote there.
We'll have to call him at a commercial break.
Right? I mean, it's unbelievable how these things just continue on. And then in our own, back to our own state of confusion. Yep. Maxine Waters is in the news again. I've said right along that I think Maxine Waters, my opinion is that she might be getting a little senile. And now when you listen to her, she tells you, I didn't call for the impeachment of President Trump. Yet we've got video footage of her calling for the impeachment of President Trump. Unbelievable. I wonder who she thinks. She says President Trump 45. And then leads a chant that says impeach 45. We want it now. She's wondering, does anybody going to put those things together? Unbelievable. You got to wonder about people. Like, they don't realize. The left looks and says, you know something, if we don't win, get that participation trophy anyway. Yet, we don't get that. I love it. I better digress and move on. Unbelievable. You're listening to Ron discussing your real estate and the financial markets. When we come back, Robert might be chatting with us about extra age. Just what I want to hear about. I'm going to have to ask a line after that one. Brent's sharing dirty secrets. I don't know where he's going with that one, but we're going to hear some dirty secrets from Brent. Your wife's not listening, is she?
No.
Good. So we might really get some good Scooby-Doo from Brent.
Well, she could be, but I don't think she hears enough from me at home.
She hears it. Your wife says, same exact thing. Measuring your ability to achieve your dream. Here's how much you need to save to afford a house and seven elements. A successful retirement. We got a lot to chat about, so we're going to get on with it. Remember, reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. com/ronsiegelradio. Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house in the middle of.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before, or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and you're a consumer advocate. I'm delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990. Time, real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NET to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Measuring your ability to achieve the American dream is our topic this morning. Forbes.com released results of the American Dream Index, which they measure the prosperity of the middle class and examine which states best support the American dream. The monthly index measures several different economic factors, including goods-producing employment, personal and commercial bankruptcies, building permits, startup activity, unemployment insurance claims, labor force participation, and layoffs. The national index was rounded out to 100 in January, and saw a modest jump to 100.5 in February. Alaska represented the lowest score on the index at 8.7, due mostly to the recent collapse in oil prices. Nevada came in with the high score, 108.8, boosted by big gains in goods-producing jobs and new construction activity. I'm going to post a map or a chart on the site today in California. 104 is where we stand. Forbes senior editor Kurt Benhausen explained why many states saw a boost in the last in the index last month. Businesses are hiring in part in anticipation of tax cuts and less regulation. Areas of the country have experienced strong upticks in employment and construction, as well as declining unemployment claims since the start of the year. The bottom line, the American dream for many includes being able to own a home of his or her own. With the economy improving in many areas of the country, that dream can finally become a reality. If you want to get information, if you want to get on a new home search, what you need to do is pretty simple. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. The wrong, Time for our Wednesday morning chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful until I saw our notes today and I saw that we're going to be talking about extra aged. And I thought you were
extra.
And then I saw you all talking about champagne.
Is that
an official term or what's the deal with this extra age stuff, Robert?
The extra age, you know, it's kind of the category that you and I are getting into here shortly, I'm afraid, unfortunately. But, you know, as far as official language on labels, as we know, our very good friends at the Taxation Trade Board Division of the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms people, they heavily regulate what goes on liquor labels and wine labels. However, extra age is not an official term, so it really doesn't mean anything. There's no really formal definition to the term, but it typically refers to a wine that's been aged at the winery after it's been bottled. That aging can bring on some more mature, complex notes, and obviously it could be a service to those of us that like bubbly, me, myself included, obviously, but have a hard time waiting for that bottle that we have in our own personal cellar. So they're doing us a favor by kind of keeping it out of sight and out of mind. And of course they will charge us a little premium for the, for that service. Of course, another more common term that refers to aging, that's one that actually does mean something, is called late disgorged. And before you feel queasy about that, disgorgement is, the process as one of the last steps in making champagne or bubbly in the traditional champagne method. When you remove the dead yeast cells from the top of the wine bottle, and then you top it up with what's called dosage, just a little extra bit of wine you to top up with what's left after you disgorge that plug of yeast and all dead yeast cells from the secondary fermentation. A late disgorged wine means that disgorgement was delayed, basically letting the wine age on its lees, and the lees being the dead yeast cells, that yeasty matter, for some period of time. Sometimes it can be, you know, 3 or 4 years. Sometimes it's more than a decade. And what that does, it allows for the development of mature, nutty, honey, toasty notes. So late disgorged wines tend to be some of the most desirable sparkling wines and champagne. So if you ever get a chance to pick up a bottle of LD, as we call it, but late disgorged wine, please take that opportunity, because it's well worth the extra investment in a dollar or two of what it costs.
The first thing that came to mind is extra aged pretty much has the same meaning as, like, you and I have talked, I believe, old vine, a real definition to it or formality to it. Is that correct?
It's basically similar to, like you say, old vines with a label or whatever. It's a relative term, extra age. So it's just one of those things that it's more of a marketing thing than anything else. Yeah, exactly. You got it.
So, and then the other question came to my mind. I don't know why I've never asked you this one. Or if I did, I don't remember. Maybe I'm getting a little aged. The storage of champagne. I have a wine refrigerator that's all too small, but store my champagne in there that I do my other wines.
You know, that is a very good question, Ron, and that's one that the general easy answer is store them the same. But the more exact answer on this is you actually, and some people might argue with me about this a little bit, for very long aging, but for the aging period that we're talking about, maybe at most 3, 4, or 5 years, you don't actually have to store champagne bottles on their side to keep the corks moist and wet. There's just something about the process of putting the cork in the that special champagne cork in the bottle that gives it some extra longevity, versus regular wine cork or closure. So, yeah, you can store them upright if you want to for some period of time. I wouldn't do that for like 20 years or something like that. But if you're really keeping a long time, but generally the period of time that most of us might hide a bottle in the cellar upright is okay. The main, like all wine, is stable temperature and no vibration and no ultraviolet light. So you can keep it in the dark, keep it quiet, and keep it constant, relatively low temperature. I mean, the typical cellar temperature of 50, 55, 58 degrees, even 64 degrees, something like that. Keep it cool, keep it quiet, keep it dark. If you do those three things, you're going to keep your champagne in great shape for when you decide to chill it and pop that cork and really enjoy what the fruits of all those labors and the fruit of our late good friends, the widow Clicquot and Dom Perignon, the ones that we can take a lot of credit for us having champagne to begin with.
Well, if I go home and say that when I get home today, and my quiet ride up to Paso Robles tomorrow, if I go home and I say, keep it quiet and keep it dark, I think I might be a doghouse or something. I digress. So let's move. We better move right along here, Robert. I heard that there was something about McDonald's hamburgers at a state dinner. Donald Trump was going to serve McDonald's hamburgers? Really?
Yeah, this is one. We can all talk about politics occasion. I know you like that. It's one of the things you really like to talk about. You know, me, I, for the most part, try to stay away from the political wranglings as much as I can, and keep my own opinions to myself. And this was kind of a tongue in cheek thing, as much as anything. It seems like it's great sport, give the current president a hard time about things he said while he was campaigning. Apparently, I guess on the Bill O'Reilly show, our current president said something to the effect of if he got a chance to meet President Xi from China, that he would get him a McDonald's hamburger and say, "We've got to get down to work." That was apparently the quote. But as it turns out, President Xi was actually in the States and met with President Trump. And he hosted him, I guess, a week or two ago and held a dinner. And the entree here, and the reason I was interested in this, of course, is that there were two California wines served at the state dinner. And there were no McDonald's hamburgers, by the way. Trump himself.
We've seen the pictures of the president on his plane during the campaign. What was it? Wasn't it Kentucky Fried Chicken, I think?
Something like that, yeah. So anyway, the wines that were offered at the dinner were the Chalk Hill Chardonnay from Sonoma Coast and a Girard Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Valley, according to details given by the press corps that covers that. So wines from California were featured during this state dinner, and they were very moderately priced wines, so they're very economical. Most of them, I think the Chardonnay generally retails for 20 or less, and the Cabernet for 30 or less. So it was a pretty scaled back menu. But again, there was nothing from the Golden Arches, and our good friend Ronald McDonald, obviously he missed out on that opportunity to show off his wares. So sorry for anybody who takes offense at that. I thought it was an interesting kind of entree into talking about the wine that was actually served at the state dinner.
Interesting, because I did have an opportunity to drink. Trump's winery, I think, is in Virginia or Vermont, one of those V's. And it was a bubbly even that we had, and it was not one of my favorites, but I'm interesting that they did not serve Trump wine. And obviously it was at Marigot, which is a Trump property.
Yeah.
Some benefits for the taxpayers' benefit there, so... Good stuff as always. A Chalk Hill, California, well represented, even at Mar-a-Lago. So it's good stuff out there.
Absolutely, and rumor has it. I didn't do any research on this, but rumor has it also that the inauguration dinner that California wines were first and foremost served there as well. So, we live in we're lucky enough to live in a state that actually is. Produces some of the greatest wines in the world, and sometimes we take that for granted, but I think it's one thing we should all enjoy, and enjoy the fact that we have the proximity to it and the access to wines that much of the rest of the world is very envious of. So keep on consuming that wine and keep supporting the wine industry.
I'm gonna do my share right after tomorrow's broadcast. Will be Ron Siegel Radio for breakfast and Casa Robles wines for lunch. So I'm looking forward to that. You are listening to Ron Siegel discussing your real estate currency and the financial markets. When we come back, Brent Humphries is going to share some dirty little secrets. You never know what Brent's got up his sleeve for this one. Here's how much you need to save to afford a house and seven elements for successful retirement. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio on Twitter. Ron, if you miss part of our broadcast, shame on you. Replays available, Ron Siegel, the numeral one on YouTube. Stay tuned, we'll be back in a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel. With every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning, Chad. Good to see you out there this morning. Get a couple shout outs right there. Vaughn, happy birthday to you when you're listening in. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has all the programs that you could be looking for. VA loans, we'll talk to Brent about that one. I think he might have a dirty little secret there. The FHA loan, conventional, conforming, jumbos, asset deduction, hypothecation, all of the different programs, they are all available for you out there. Gold Star has every one of them, and they do a good job. They're very effective at getting these done for you as well. How much money you need to save to afford a new home? That is the subject for today. You've got to think about a number of different issues. First out, where do you want to live? And all of this has to do, it's very simple, all got to do with consulting. See, I've shared this with you many times, and I'll share it with you again. I am not a fan of the online mortgage solution. I'm not a fan of the online real estate solution. And I'll explain to you exactly why. And they're fine people. I don't have a problem. The people that they're doing, first, maybe there's some people that, but for the most part, I want you to have a trusted advisor. I want somebody looking for your family and for your family's interest long term. Dealing with real estate, there are some people that believe in the one-and-done method. I believe in that. The reason why the last thing I saw was about 87% of the people would use their real estate agent again, yet only 14% of the people do. And they ask, why is it that they don't do that? And this is not a Ron Siegel radio stat. I don't do research. I can just report it. The National Association of Realtors came out with these numbers. And the reason that the people don't use the same real estate agent again, they forgot about them. Well, I don't believe in that. That's the online mortgage companies or the boiler rooms, sweatshops. That's what they do. You hear these guys that are advertising now that you don't need to have your house on the MLS. People are shopping on the internet. Well, to me, that's their first step of deception because the MLS does push everything right to the internet. They're doing is deceiving you from step one. If an agent has an opportunity of working for, or if you had an opportunity, it doesn't matter if it's an agent or not, if whatever you do, you can get paid one-third of what you get paid, or you can get paid less, what are you going to promote? These are all issues you need to think about working at these things. You need to know what your down payment is. Maybe, and I'll share this straight out with you right now, I've got a person I'm consulting with that has the 20% down. They don't qualify for a home. Yet, if we do 10%, they do qualify. Do you think that that's up when they go on to an online web service for a loan? Doesn't show up that way. You need to have money for the down payment. You need to have the money for closing costs. You need to understand that there's going to be moving expenses. You have to turn on the electricity. You have to turn on the gas. You have to turn on the cable if you so choose. You have to understand what your mortgage payments are going to be. Do they include the Homeowners Association? Do they include taxes? Do they include insurance? Well, some of the answers to those are yes. Some of the answers to those are always going to be no. You have to understand that. You have to have a set-aside for repairs and maintenance. And I always talk about this. Have an emergency fund. It's very, very important. So the bottom line with all of this, get great counsel. You need that. You need it in every facet of your life other than that which you're the expert in. Think about that concept, Mortgage Minute, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. And speaking of great counsel, well, we'll talk to Brent Humphreys as well.
Couldn't resist that one, buddy. Brent Humphreys, Humphreys Homes and Estates.
Glad you're back here sharing with us.
I'm glad you didn't have garlic or amaretto before the podcast.
Okay. Well, against amaretto?
No, I'm capping the...
No,
the items of the
if we had the amaretto here, this might have been your broadcast.
Sure.
Do you like amaretto?
I think I do. I think I've had it once or
it's
twice.
It's like flavored liqueur or something along
those. Put it in your coffee or something.
Yeah, coffee. Put it on ice, whatever you, however you like. To me, as long as it's in a glass, I'm happy. Give me
a
straw, whatever.
I think I've had amaretto ice cream.
Yeah. Good stuff. And you don't have to be 21 for amaretto ice cream, from what I understand. Just a thought there.
You don't have to be extra aged.
No, you have to be extra aged. Exactly. Well, you're on it today.
Thank you.
So I heard that you've got some numbers. I heard that there's a little bit of a Brent Humphreys rant in our future.
Just slightly, yeah.
So and so we've titled it Dirty Little Secrets. I got a cup of coffee here. I'm just going to go with this.
Oh, you're nice.
Brent's rant. Yeah. Go ahead, Brent.
So first of all, Ron, every show, which is a great pleasure, you use the words consumer advocate. And
right.
That's what I am, and that's what every agent is who takes the oath for the big F word.
Or should be.
The F word, fiduciary.
Right.
Right. Our job is to protect our clients and to look out for them. But
or it's supposed to be.
It is supposed to be. Well,
right? There's great agents out there, and then there's some agents that I wouldn't want to recommend to anybody.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there are some that, yeah, shady.
There are some interesting ones. And so what I thought I would do is share some of the things that I'm seeing in the business so that the consumer who is listening can be looking out for these type of things. Because I'm convinced that most consumers, if they knew some of these things were happening, they would not tolerate it for a long time. First was a story of, I won't give exact time frames or names because I don't want to distract.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent or the guilty.
An offer came across my desk, a young Marine and his fiance. VA financing, 100% the bank's putting into it. The Marine.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Throw that in there for
me. The Marine, the visual I have is he was turning his couch upside down, letting the change fall out and collecting it. He came up with $1,000, that's all, to purchase the property. And as I was reading the offer, who pays for what? I found a line item that literally sent me to the loony bin. I couldn't believe it, and I really fully fit. And when you hire a real estate agent, you know, purchase transaction, right?
Right.
But the agent's job includes such as making sure that they're connected with a good lender like you.
Right.
And making sure they're pre-approved. Finding out where they want to live. Producing ready, available properties that meet their criteria. Showing them those properties. Writing an offer and negotiating. And then the paperwork. But in this offer, and this is my opinion, I'm saying that because I want to be very careful on air, in my very strong opinion, charging the young Marine $495 for a person to manage the agent's paperwork is an atrocity. Yes. Now, for years I have seen that some agents will charge their buyer $300 to $500 for a transaction coordinator. Someone basically to count up the 60-some-odd forms, make sure that they're all on time, babysit them, notify them, you know, send them a text if something's missing, you know, like a compliance person. But there are many people, myself included, that think it's absolutely wrong to charge a buyer to hire someone to do the agent's paperwork. That's what they're getting paid to do.
I must admit, I don't see it very often. I mean, the vast majority of the agents that I deal with have transaction coordinators. That I few and far between the times that I see a line item on the contract for somebody else to pay for it.
Yeah. Well, not only that.
I mean, it's like saying, okay, well, I want my client to pay for pictures.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to charge or advertising.
That's what we're getting paid a commission to do. Last week, a second one came to my desk, and it was $490, and it was sent to escrow, billed to the buyer. We all know that transaction coordinators exist, and many of them are really, really good, and it's helpful to have somebody.
Absolutely.
My position is that the buyer never has to pay a transaction coordinator. That's what the agent's getting paid to do. And so my theory is that because this line item in the contract said $495 for a risk management coordinator fee, I think that other people have blown the whistle and said, no, you can't bill the transaction coordinator to the buyer, but the sense of risk management coordinator. I mean, are you kidding me?
That's an interesting one. So the bottom line with that, Brent, is if you're seeing some of these charges there, question them. Your agent, your lender, your escrow officer, your title officer, you're paying every one of those people. Make them do their job. If you don't understand something, if you don't agree with it, you may not agree with it. It may be something that agent may not get on. Right, or they might have a totally logical answer for you.
They didn't. I asked, why is it that you're doing this? And they said, if I don't do it, then I have to pay. How do you feel in your heart about charging this? Honestly, just between us. And the person said, not too good. It's pretty stupid.
Right.
We got
absolutely useless.
So we did something great for that young Marine, and
I hope
that went away.
Good. I mean,
it's my client, but I feel compelled to speak up. It was
absolutely. I mean,
not good.
Especially when it comes to, and I'll be the first to say this. Our I love our armed services, our military, our first responders, great, great individuals. They're given a bit of a injustice because they don't have this experience level, right? So they look at contracts, and I mean, if you don't, anybody, even you know, the military men and women, many of them go into the military right out of high school. I don't know if you remember your, you know, when I got out of school, it was a long time ago, but I was a complete idiot, right? I mean, and most guys, and you know, they seem to get a little smarter in their late 20s, but for the most part, guys are not the smartest people in the world at that age, and to be taking advantage of, especially our military, makes me ill.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish you weren't such a nice guy, because I'd love to know who the agent is. Blast them publicly.
I can't say it.
I know. I know you won't. I know you're too. You're a nice guy. Next one on your dirty little secret list, Brent.
So,
and then we'll come back and do some more.
So now one that hurts the seller. Everybody sells for a specific reason. Either they want to change neighborhood, they don't like the home, they want to move up, they want to downsize, reversal of fortune, change in family status, you know, what have you. But
for a reason.
Yes, but when a seller is ill and they have to sell the property to pay for the medical care, and a seller trusts the agent privately in the living room with this information, and then decides that the agent was telling other agents when they call to see the property, oh, by the way, the seller is ill and he really is motivated because he's got to pay for his care. That is an absolute sin. Did I just say that?
I believe you. I think you're right. I don't know. I know you said it.
Breach of fiduciary duty. The moment that you disclose an urgency or a duress leading to impetus for sale, you're inviting lowball offers because the buyer is the seller's ticket to getting their help.
So I want to dig into this one a little further when we come back, because there's going to be a fine line here. And I agree with you, but I think there's a fine line that I'd like to explore so I learn it a little better. I think you might learn this one a little better as well, listening to Ron Siegel discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, fiduciary duty, negotiation, seven elements of a successful retirement. We're going to talk more with Brent Humphries. You can reach us anytime off air. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. connectwithus.com/radio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron's Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message as your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron's Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The word on segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Do you have equity in property? Do you want to get a new property? Do you want to get a right-sized property, different location? The reverse mortgage might be a solution for you. Never a bad loan product, in my opinion. There are bad applications of loan products, and it's never, ever bad to have an education on these different products. They change all the time, so don't think you understand them if you know about the 1980 version of the reverse mortgage. Seven elements of a successful retirement. We may not get to all of them. Start with a well-defined goal and revisit them at least annually is the first step. Many people get great satisfaction from their work. If you're inclined to retire, maybe you don't. Maybe you just want to change the part. I don't know about Brent. I have a feeling when it comes to retirement for you, that might be just cutting back a little. You seem like you love what you do too much to really retire and stop doing it.
I would love to show property pushing a walker.
Yeah, there you go. I know that. I know you've got that with you.
I love it.
Many people get great satisfaction from work. That's another aspect of retirement is lifetime learning, staying relevant. Budgeting is more than setting a top-line spending number based on prearranged percentages. Understand that. Consider income. Where is your income coming from? Maybe you've got some passive income, recurring income. Take the time to go through your employment history and discover what benefits you may have gotten. And invest for your whole life, not be ashamed to invest for your retirement only and then waste the rest of your life. Just a thought for you. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Chatting this morning, Brent Humphreys, Humphreys Homes and Estates. Brent is in. We're chatting about some dirty little secrets. And right before the break, you're sharing the content. I don't want to go too much into all the what we've already talked about. People can listen to that. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, RonSiegelRadio.com, in the archives. But you were chatting about the idea that a listing agent was divulging something that's serious, a health issue, and a client needed to sell a home to cover medical. You and I discussed in the past that your philosophy, in many instances, hey, pick up the phone and find out the needs of the party on the other side of the transaction to satisfy everybody's needs. So where does the line come? I mean, that to me sounds like it's pretty simple. You're not talking about the fact that.
Well, so the definition of fiduciary is putting power or property into the hands of another professional for the benefit of the hiring party. So
okay.
Basically the seller in this case. Benefit are the words I think are operative here. If I'm working for the buyer, I want to find out exactly why that person's selling. Because if there is a reason why they've got to sell, I'd like to unearth that so that in protection of my fiduciary,
sure.
Right, my buyer, we offer the lowest possible price.
Right.
But conversely, if the agent's representing the seller and they know that the reason for sale is that the seller is ill and needs to pay for hospital or medical care, the listing agent's disclosure of that information, in my opinion, is a breach of fiduciary duty. It does not benefit them. It hurts them.
Right.
Because in a buyer, oh my gosh.
So he says that my seller's moving and what he's really looking for that comes in that says a 45-day escrow instead of a 15-day escrow.
Sure, yeah.
That's beneficial and acceptable and prudent.
Yep. I've worked with many couples who are back to have a middle of a divorce, and there's no way ever that I would disclose this. So people ask, why are they selling? They're downsizing. They're looking to move. I'll come up with, something that doesn't divulge the marital status, because the moment you discover that that's happening, there might be a court date, ordered sale. It does not help the price.
So as a buyer's representative, do you look at court records to see if seller is in that midst?
I have looked at a number.
Because that's public information.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Yes,
so
it
it's not like it's not like you're doing something underhanded. Court
right.
Records, public record is. And I know that there are some agents that just buy lists because that's their target and try and assist those couples.
Yep.
Good agent, get back to what we were talking about, or I was talking about early on, I'm not sure you're going to get that on the for sale by owner sign.
No.
Right?
No.
So it's a great agent that's going to help you in doing their homework and the experience to see, you know, something. I only see if the title says Mr. and Mrs. Jones, yet there's no pictures of Mr. Jones in the house. I should go look and see if there's something going on in public.
Sure, absolutely. The key is who are you trying to benefit?
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So agents charging fees that I think are absolutely atrocious. Breach of fiduciary duty in disclosure of confidential information. Next one's resetting the MLS odometer. You know, down to buy a car, we know that it's a violation of laws to reset the odometer.
Right.
But if you have a property that's been on the MLS for days, but it only shows it's been active for 15, off the market for 15 days, would mean it fell out of escrow. The agent look and say, why did it fall out of escrow? Did the buyer not get their financing? Or was there something revealed in the home inspection? Was there a cracked slab? Is there something in the disclosures? Agents are, and I've seen this way too many times, resetting the odometer where when they fall out of escrow, they immediately cancel the listing and send new paperwork to their client to hire them back a day later. And so buyers sit there and think, well, goodness, this property's $850,000. It's a hot market. The median price in the area is $875,000. It's the first weekend. We better offer full price because, you know, the seller hasn't been on that long.
So where does the, on the odometer measure, where does the, because I see more a strategy by real estate agents where they're taking a listing and they've got a sign up that says coming soon.
Right.
Now, does that mean that it's the clock is counting or is the clock not counting in that situation?
It depends on whether they're adhering to the local MLS rules. So if you have a coming soon listing and you have a signed listing agreement in California, the Association of Realtors has the form SELM, Seller Exclusion from Listing Multiple. And what that means is the seller then says, I've hired Brent Humphreys to sell my home as of April 1, but I don't want to be on the MLS fully marketed until May 1. Maybe I've got to do touch-up paint or stage the property or fix some things. Without the seller exclusion from the multiple listing form, agents are in violation of the local board rules and the local MLS.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, this can vary by area, but I know in Southern California, it's a big no-no to have a coming soon if you don't have the proper paperwork filed with the board and with the MLS.
Okay, so again, one of those things you may not see on that 1% deal because they're just trying to do things quickly.
How about not sharing the commission 50-50? 6% listing, it's presumed if you're a seller, you're going to pay your agent and the buyer's agent 3%. Knowing one of theirs happens to be licensed in the agent version of the MLS, which shows the commission paid, and they say 3.0% offered to the buyer's agent. And the agent that they hired is capturing 4%. No.
Really?
Unless the seller agrees. Page 1 of the listing agreement in California calls for total commission and the split. And I've had people come to me and tell me, give me real examples where they had worked with somebody and they didn't know that the commission was being shared equally.
Well, they should know at the closing, right?
Because oh, yeah, they find out. That's how they found out.
It'll be on the disclosures.
But when's
at the
it really
end?
Important? It's through marketing and knowing that.
Right.
Yeah.
Swapping signs? What's that all about?
So I've had multiple people contact me on Facebook just in the last couple of weeks. A sign's in a yard. The sign has seller's agent's information. Right at closing, buyer's agents are coming and removing the sign and known as if they represent the seller. They're having their nice selfies, and they're posting them to Nextdoor.com and other sites that go in the neighborhood, which mislead the neighbors to believe that they represent the seller. When they say things such as, you know, sold in 6 days above full price or what have you, people call them, hire them because they think that they're selling properties when in fact buyers are overpaying for properties.
Oh, geez.
I've had more people in the last couple of weeks sending me pictures on Facebook Messenger of this happening. I wish I could share the photos.
Amazing information. If you think they just go out there with a green screen, it's not that hard to do. Right? I mean, that way you're not violating the law. And just be honest, folks. It's pretty simple. Great information, as always. We never get through the full list that Brent brings in here. We got some more stuff that we'll have to share with you at a later date. And that's why I say set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a thanks to you for spending your day with us. That's all for Ron Segal Radio. Again, if you have any questions or need any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsegalradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Segal Radio.